When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
July 4th, our country's independence. I wanted to have a special show here, Chad Parsons, talking about dynasty independence. I got a few topics here for this holiday special episode. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks so much for following. And thank you so much for the kind words for all of the guests that have been on. I've reconfigured, and that's part of this show. I wanted to discuss the different journey that I have been on, and especially the last 2-3 months of this specific show under the helmet. So let's start there. And I'm going to call it the free show evolution, because this is a show that I had done weekly. I started back in 2011. I remember talking about Kyle Rudolph, the young tight end in the NFL. It seems like he's been retired for half a decade now. Probably not true. But talking about him as banana hands. And it was back in the day of podcasting that I like to tell people that I had to call in on a home phone. And it was something through Blog Talk Radio, where thinking about people listening live and finding it streaming on the internet, because we didn't have smartphones in terms of the technology of all of these platforms to just, the shows just come to my inbox. They download automatically, and all of these easy mechanisms to listen to your favorite podcast back then. So we've come a long way. I remember doing the show live at like 6:30. I remember it was 6:30 on Tuesdays, I believe, because bootstrapping it and doing it on the cheap when I began podcasting, that I remember there was a premium charge if you had an account or your show was going to be A, longer than 30 minutes. So I kept it shorter than that. And then B, it was also extra if your show started 7 p.m. Eastern or later. So I made sure that I started off and saying, hey, I just want to check the box. I want to get these reps in. I want to be consistent. And I want to start the process of podcasting and improvement and being part, as what I said back then, part of the solution. I was not happy with a lot of the dynasty only podcasts that were out there. And so I wanted to be part of that solution of providing centric content to the platform and to the industry of dynasty fantasy football. But I remember, again, just starting out small. I didn't want to pay the extra because, again, you just want to see if you like it. You see if there is enough backing and enough following and enough interest so that you keep going and improving and hopefully gaining a following as time goes on. So I remember, hey, I'm not going to do it at, some of the bigger shows at the time. Hey, we're going to do it 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock. That was, were considered more opportune times for live listeners, I would imagine. And then also, again, on the platform, with the live shows, they could do 2-hour shows. And again, so I was doing the bare minimum, 30 minutes a week, and doing it at 6:30, which was the latest in terms of the free options. So I rarely had, I didn't have a lot of people listening live or anything like that. But the evolution here, it changed graphically back in April this year. And a part of that is becoming and having the opportunity to be part of the Believe Sports Network. And so Believe has a variety of especially team-centric shows. If you want to listen to a show that's only about Clemson football or about a lot of the pro sports teams, there are, I think they have almost everything covered in terms of their network. Now, something they didn't have was a dynasty show. So they were interested in adding me to that venue. So it's been a great opportunity. They handle all the advertising. And frankly, it was something that I had a lot of trepidation in terms of adding. I was always someone that said, hey, you're going to listen to the free show, and I would love to have you come listen to some of the premium stuff. However, the feedback has been pretty positive about adding advertising. Almost unilaterally, everybody has said, I get it. And I started thinking, well, wait a second. Me, the consumer, I listen to a bunch of podcasts, and there's almost none of them that I listen to that don't have ads. So this is just a way of the world. It's like turning on the TV and saying, well, I'm watching a football game and there's no ads, or I'm watching any sort of programming and there's no ads. It's A, very uncommon. B, all of those things that would have the mechanism to have no advertising, it would be because you're paying a subscription. I remember that Amazon Prime. So they have ads now, I believe, but back in the day they didn't. And part of that is, well, you're paying for the free shipping, but you're paying for that video content through a subscription, through a membership. So that makes sense. You're diverting the money that they would be getting, or you're supplementing, I should say, the money they would be getting from advertising. Now they're getting it through just you directly paying them. So those are the two different models. And if it's a truly free, anyone can click on it show, and I've come around on this, that why not advertising? So that's something, just know I had a lot of hand-wringing, a lot of soul searching months ago when I was deliberating if this is something and an avenue I wanted to go down. And it's been overtly positive. I would say that it's been wildly beneficial to me, which has been a huge boost in terms of another income stream. And it's reinvigorated myself in terms of this show and what it means. And I've started producing more content. So more on that in a second. But it's just an overall, this evolution of the free show, the evolution that started with joining the Believe Network and having it be more than a once a week product, which is something that I had never really considered previously. It's like, hey, everyone has a podcast, 90% of them are once a week, and I would just produce my premium shows at UTH or the Patreon platform or Dynasty Think Tank or any of these other platforms. But the where it started was a solo once a week show here for, and this show that you're listening to, Under the Helmet. But just know, since April, it's been such a fun ride. And my next point here is in line with that, which is, my dynasty independence, or this show's independence, is embracing guests. A two prong here. So number one, getting out of my shell, the comfort factor of there's certain people like Tim Torch or Jordan McNamara. Previously, Katie Flower was a co-host on this show for a number of years. Doug Veach, going years back. Scott Spratt. I'm going to say some names that a lot of people, if you've been listening in the last 3, 4, 5 years, probably haven't heard of once, just because it goes so far back there. But doing solo shows and recording with friends, recording with people that I know well and have recorded with well. It, getting out of your comfort zone, having speed dates, if you will, having folks that I've just known from the dynasty industry, beat writers. I'm trying to expand my portfolio of skills, and part of that is true hosting chops. I like to go on other shows as a guest. I think that's a really comforting environment to have someone ask you questions, and you kind of take it over as a feature element. But something that I've embraced over these last 2 to 3 months with having more frequency of shows, but also saying, what do I want to glean from others and finding topics and keeping the discussion moving, being the point guard, that they're Karl Malone. My goal is to get them an easy layup. My goal is to get them looking good, sounding good, being the talent within their focus of attention that they can highlight on a show like this. So that has been a really fun journey of something that I had not had enough reps. Me talking with a friend and us two recording a show is a much lower level environment than, hey, we got some time stamps to get on here. I've got a list of topics or questions, and we can obviously pivot and adapt as we go. But here's the constraints of kind of what we're doing with now execute. It's a little more of a TV broadcast or a live radio type of feel, even though it's being recorded. I could have heavily edit it, but I would say, ain't got time for that. You record enough shows, you do enough content, you weave in and out. And I've been scheduling a lot of stuff on Tuesdays, a lot of these shows, especially in the off season. It's pretty easy to do this, but banking shows where I record 3, 4, 5 of them on a Tuesday, and then you see those roll out over the next 5 to 7 business days. So that is a very, very new dynamic here to Under the Helmet that I've embraced, and I would say improved as a host. It makes me embrace and enjoy some of these solo opportunities, like this show that you're listening to now, this episode. So having guests, blending that together, I still don't quite know what the version of this show is going to be in season. is daily a possibility. Getting guests on where it's going to have to be a little more timely. You can't just bank a recording for the following week. It's going to be like, hey, we got a specific question about player XYZ and how things are kind of looking with an injury or a couple other situations. Maybe the team in general had a really great game, had a poor game. Things are changing. That's a, we got to get them on week four and really talk about it like Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday or, get a really tight or tighter timeline. So I'm hoping, my hope here is to build these relationships, foster these environments with beat writers, others in the dynasty space, others connected to NFL teams where I can call upon them. I can have a Rolodex of, oh, something happened with the Arizona Cardinals. I can, just reach out. I've already talked to Tyler Drake, for example, someone who was on this show talking to Arizona Cardinals, follows the team closely, produces content for them. So he's going to be knee deep in Arizona, for example. If week four comes up, and I reach out and say, hey, 10-minute spot, I record a little intro, a little outro, but we get Tyler Drake on for a couple of pertinent questions we care about, that I think would be highly valuable. But it starts by building that relationship in the off season, having a rapport, having them come on, having a good experience. And one thing that I don't know if I've said on a show specifically, but make sure you deliver. Make sure you don't waste their time. Make sure you're efficient. Make sure you are refining and delivering on your end of the deal, your part of the craft of hosting, getting them in, like I said, making them sound good, and then producing that content and getting them out the door when you say you are, and don't dripping over, over time and all this stuff. Because to some degree, I think they will remember it. Did I have a good experience or a bad experience? And then, if, for example, if I told him 20 minutes and it's like it ends up being 45, yeah, he may, guest X in June may sit there and smile and basically play the part that everything's okay. But I, and it may be okay. They just may be super nice. But I think if you in general, under promise, in terms of like, if anything, get them out a little early. And that's what actually what I like about stacking it, where if I have someone at 6, someone else at 6:30, someone else at 7, guess what? I can't run over. I can't just blow through because then I'm being disrespectful to two people, the person that I'm going to start the next one late and the person that I'm running long. And so executing and delivering on those standards and promises, I do think in relationship building will pay dividends for future guest appearances that I would hope to be long-standing relationships with some of these team and dynasty contacts that I hope to have as regular guests, one, two times a year here on Under the Helmet.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
NetCredit is here to say yes, because you're more than a credit score. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partners. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
Next part is my dynasty independence. For folks that don't know the story, a couple bullet points here is 8 years ago, I transitioned. I was full-time in the U.S. Military, in the Army, and I was doing the fantasy stuff, the dynasty space, writing, podcasting, watching every game on Sunday, mostly Monday, frankly, because I was so busy just trying to fit all this in with a bunch of different side hustles, including covering dynasty fantasy football, that 8 years ago ended up transitioning and going full-time. The Army, there were three or four different prongs of this decision. It wasn't, you know, that I was yearning to get out of the military or anything of that regard, but there were a few different aspects to making this decision. So again, my dynasty independence 8 years ago was going full-time to this space and all those things that it has meant in the transition. It's really hard to imagine life before that, which means that these 8 years has felt like a lifetime in relative speaking of having that freedom to A, produce content, B, continue to grow within the passion industry that I have for this, and then also, you know, not being constricted by the military work schedule and setup is certainly not a 9-to-5 as many people perceive it. And we've had, you know, COVID and remote working and all those things over the past few years really transitioned what working means and what a corporation or company means and how people work within that remotely or, you know, heading to the office, but not 5 days a week and not 9-to-5. And there's just been so many changes in that regard. And again, just my appreciation for having that independence of my own journey of employment / revenue production to make a full go of this has been really a cool experience. Next thing I wanted to mention was dynasty format independence. So this is really interesting that I kind of want to do a State of the Union because I remember, years ago when I first started, one quarterback was the thing. You actually still had plenty of non-PPR formats, and you had a variety of say roster depths or anything, but pretty much everybody had kicker and defense, and we're kind of moving away from that. I would say some of the bigger differences here would be Superflex. Feels like it's here to stay. We're seeing that once you start seeing it go more in the redraft space, that percentage go way up. Usually Dynasty is forward thinking in that regard, so it might be first in terms of those percentages changing for what the typical league or what the average league looks like. But now we're seeing a lot more in redraft go towards Superflex. I would also say tight end premium is another forward thinking. That's where we're headed more and more with a higher percentage of leagues in the dynasty space. And so I'm thinking of there's a few platforms that still regularly offer one quarterback formats, for example. But one of the things that I take stock in is when I have a UTH subscriber and just a selfless plug, a selfish plug, is that if you have a Dynasty startup draft coming, and this is the couple months zone that's a perfect time to have one. But if you're a trade calculator subscriber, 3 months or longer, just by, again, signing up, you don't have to be there for 3 months per se. But if you're 3 months or 12 months there on the UTH Dynasty site, you can just request a custom draft or auction board. So one viewpoint I have in the marketplace is what requests do I get? And I would say, rarely is there a request that isn't some form of tight end premium. So that means it used to be, even 2 years ago through the prism of UTH subscribers requesting draft and auction boards, it was a lot less tight end premium. So Superflex was the iteration and the change and the evolution from a few years ago. And now I think we're on to tight end premium and we're moving heavily towards the at least 1.5. A lot of times it's 1.75 or 2 PPR. We're also getting yardage premium. It might be 0.15 or 0.20 instead of the 0.1 that we've typically seen across the board at the skill positions. So that is I would call it the second biggest iteration or evolution or independence of format as we've gone through recent years. The next one, and again, I do think it's a big drop, Superflex, and we have a modest drop to tight end premium in some form, but those two have been the biggest. And then if you say what's beyond that in terms of things you've seen changed over recent years, I think it's a huge cataclysmic tier break to the next one. I would say there are some different iterations like Devi. I think that's more commonplace in the nomenclature and for the formatting than it, 5 years ago or 10 years ago. I still never think it's going to get there as commonplace just because it's adding college. And I think for a lot of people, and especially, we think of Dynasty like it's a diehard thing, but we all know that there are still big ranges of commitment level, interest level, paying attention, wanting to be that involved and immersive in the overall experience of the hobby connected to the sport, that I think Devi is a leap for people. If you want to change formats and you want to change scoring and all these types of things, I think we're still talking about the exact same player pool of the NFL, and then you have incoming rookies. So that really does not change based on the aforementioned things. However, Devi brings in, even if you're doing light Devi, let's say every team drafts one Devi. Let's say there's a 20 Devi player limit for the league at large. These are very soft initial forays into the format. And yet I still think it would reduce and eliminate and push away a huge faction of people in Dynasty because they say, well, I watch a little college football, but I don't really want to, get into the whole, I'm scouting players when they're true freshmen, they're 2 years away from the NFL, or, it's just bothersome to me. It's just a huge element that I would be taking on to my palate. So I do think Devi will never catch on in that capacity. A lot of the polling I've done, and these are from, again, really plugged in diehard Dynasty folks at UTH, and it's still a very low percentage in the relative scope of Dynasty at large. So I just think it's a distant third, if it may not even be third. I would say other aspects that I would include in this would be, in my opinion, auction should be a little more popular. I really like it. It's kind of difficult to find an auction startup or a league that has an auction for the annual rookie draft, choose them up, if you will. I think it's a truly unique format. The thing I've actually heard from people is they don't like it because trading is more complicated and or limited. I actually think it's a good thing because you can kind of live in your own ecosystem. So you focus more on true player value and value within the format and all of that, as opposed to, well, I'm trying to trade from 105 to 103 or back to 111, or instead of your mental bandwidth being on the trading aspect, it's going to be more centered on finding value and how you value the rookies or anything with it, if it was a startup draft, how you value the players, and spending more time on that than the trading. So it's just a different trade-off in terms of how you focus your attention in leagues like that. Another one I wrote down is Campus to Canton. I think the appeal, and now again, that's going way beyond Devi, because for those that aren't familiar, there's Campus to Canton websites and podcasts and all of that that go into this more in depth. But a couple bullet points here is, so you have two teams, you have two different startups. One is a college startup, so you're drafting all college players. Another one is NFL startup. And I know, because I was in one of the original Campus to Canton leagues, that again, it's a really immersive format, really cool. You do score on the college side. I mean, if memory serves, the goal is to win your college side and to also win the NFL side. And those college players, when they graduate, when they end up going to the NFL or just getting out of college, they go and spill over and automatically progress to your NFL team. So you really do have this pipeline, even more so than Devi, where you're scoring, you're trying to win. So there's an interesting line of, you could take guys that don't really have NFL upside, they score in your college side, and then they are prospects, your cross-section of your roster there that goes over to your NFL team. But, to be the true champion, obviously you're trying to win both sides of it at the same time, or collect the most total titles. It's a really interesting format, one that I do enjoy and like it. The one thing I couldn't get past is basically the only platform that would support this type of format is Fantrax. Fantrax has the only, in my opinion, or my knowledge of this, is the only way to track the college side of this, score college players for college fantasy purposes, and also obviously, do waiver wires, and there's so many things that these other platforms that are NFL only just have no chance of adding that ever. So the where do I play campus to Canton, where do I play the college aspect of these leagues is one of the bigger limitations, because not a big, and again, yeoman's work, they're doing the best they can, I understand that, but it was just a completely different experience being on Fantrax for me than it was any of the other fantasy platforms that I had been privy to and familiar with at that point in time and since.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/westwoodone.
The final thing I would say is more teams. I think this is one that probably should be trumpeted within the dynasty space or fantasy space in general. We've had, you know, things like the guillotine leagues where you start out with, I think it's 17 leagues, and you continue to knock off teams every single week. But that's a higher team per league situation. I would say I still don't understand, and I haven't done enough research, like, where did the 12 team come from? We see 10 teams, we see 12, but then when you go to anything above 12, it's a very limited number, like 14. It's like, whoa, 16, wow. Like, and I think 14 and 16 should be more commonplace. I also think that the right number would be, I was talking with someone the other day about this, that the right number should be just how many regular season weeks are there going to be in your season, in your league. And that should be the number, the number plus one, because you want every team to play every other team one time. Like, that would be perfect symmetry of the schedule. And we don't look enough at scheduling in fantasy leagues anyway. So I don't want to go on a diatribe about that. But I do think there's a push pull where if you play Superflex, 16 team Superflex, you want to talk about a premium for a position, it's definitely there. Now, some might argue that's too much. 14 team might be the perfect amount. But my biggest argument is, why are we so tied and married to a number? a specific number that, well, it's 12 teams because it's always been 12 teams. It's 12 teams because I did a home league in 1999 and it was 12 teams. And I've just, oh, every league I've joined since has been 12 teams. Like all these platforms have the capacity, and some very easily so, to have whatever number you want. Even if it's an odd number, you could have, you know, every team has a built-in bye. You could have it where you play against the median score in that particular week. You could do double headers. You could do triple headers. There's so many varieties that I think are dwarfed by just the, I'm setting up the league, let's make it as fast as possible. I want to, you know, not have any hurdles for folks to join the league or have any kind of learning curve for understanding. I also think that, you know, they always talk about, oh, we do it like the NFL. Well, not really, because, you know, they do it where it's a slanted schedule. Like, to me, it makes more sense to do a schedule where, you know, if you like all the like the playoff teams, for example, like what if, you know, let's say you have more weeks than teams in your league to play. So whoever you would double up and play twice, why wouldn't a playoff team play a playoff team from the year before? Why wouldn't a non-playoff team play a non-playoff team as all of those bonus games the following year? If you want to create a little more, you know, uphill climb for the better teams to keep repeating, keep doing well. And, you know, we do that in rookie drafts, you know, the worst team or whatever methodology we have, the goal is to level the league. The goal is to give those teams a chance to catch up with higher picks, whether that's for trade leverage or player selection. So all of those things, I think we just, the dynasty independence angle, I will say this, is don't think that you just have to copy your friend's league. Don't think you just have to copy a format of something you already play in. I know it's a little easier because you can hop, like on MFL, for example, you can just copy a league and then you make a couple adjustments and boom, you're done. You're ready to bring everybody in and have your startup draft immediately. And I think that's one of the problems and one of the hurdles, in my opinion, is people are too quick to start the league. They literally want to have 101 beyond the clock as soon as possible. And they rush through the rules. They rush through thinking about the format. They rush through things that they might want to implement. And all of these types of things where, you know, again, I'm not saying you're trying to move the needle. You know, people have joined, people have paid, you haven't started yet. And you're like, hey, let's twist it to this. Let's twist it to that. No, I think more people, especially if you're willing to sit there and be the commissioner of your league, I think, and take that time and onus and responsibility to say this team, this league is going to survive, that it, really taking the time to say, what would be my perfect league? You may not put every single thing in there that your heart desires or all of your imaginative whims, but I do think we need a little bit more of, what do you want to play? Because some of my favorite leagues are ones with little twists that aren't in many or any of my other leagues, and I really enjoy them. Again, not that it's going to be my steady diet. It's not going to be the entree of, I'm in 10 of those exact leagues, but it's really fun. Like, I'm in a league that they have a wrinkle that you can only keep one of your quarterbacks for a total of 2 years at any point in time. And that is, you know, and the rest of the positions are normal. You can keep them forever through dynasty. But the wrinkle of having veteran quarterbacks, like every other year, Patrick Mahomes is in the annual draft. So you're like, for example, we didn't have it this year as the off year, but let's say, well, we actually did. So let's say last year you have a situation where you say, okay, it's early in the first round. How do I stack up? I could have Bijan Robinson for his entire career, or I can have Patrick Mahomes in a two quarterback for 2 years. So that's a really interesting value proposition, you know, or this year it was, well, like, is it Jalen Hurts for 2 years versus, you know, I don't know, Brock Bowers, you know, considering the tight end premium. Like, these are very interesting and unique questions that you would ask yourself in a format like that. So, you know, whether it's a scoring twist, whether it's, you know, a tight end premium to such a high degree you've never seen that before, whether it is, you know, slight devy, whether it is auction for the startup draft, auction for the rookie draft section, whether it's having 16 teams. The one thing that I keep saying is, like, and there's not really a platform that makes this easy. I don't think there's just a button to click for NFL that I know of, and probably not others as well. But the concept of AFC or NFC only leagues, because this is one where, you know, we see that a lot. The most famous fantasy baseball leagues are AL only and NL only. And with football, we've never really done that. Never, in my knowledge, I've never really seen that. So that's one of my soapbox and one of my true goals is to have a parallel league. And again, it would probably need to be one quarterback because of just the sheer supply demand. But and it's going to be probably, I was thinking maybe somewhere in the 8-owner, 10-owner zone, just because of the, you know, you have 16 starting quarterbacks, 16 starting tight ends, etc. But you have an AFC side, you have an NFC side, and your goal is to win both. You know, your goal is to win both. Think about how much differently you'd be watching the NFL draft, because you would go into it. Like, for example, this year, let's see, you know, you would know with Caleb Williams per se, but let's say someone like Jonathan Brooks, you're watching the draft and you're like, man, you know, I got 101 or 102. Like, it'd be really nice to get player X, Y, or Z, but it's like, you're watching the draft. You're like, I don't know if Jonathan Brooks is going to be in the NFC or the AFC. You know, so you don't even know what side of the draft he's going to be on, where one side you might have, you know, 103, one side you might have 107, and you also don't know the player pool until the draft is over for who you're even eligible to draft. So that's a really cool concept that I personally am interested in. And we've seen proof of concept for this in the fantasy baseball space that we really haven't seen explored. Explore the space with more cowbell there with fantasy football. And the other wrinkle that I thought of, because I know they do this from it's basically redraft, a 1-year perspective when they do this in baseball with the labor leagues. But what I thought of is, you know, one example is, you know, let's say you got Odell Beckham. I just remember this example. So he's on the Giants, and I think he went to the Browns after that. So, you know, if he was on your NFC team with the Giants, that if he goes to the Browns, if there's a trade, a player gets released and then picked up in free agency for the other conference, you would just inherit them. So you wouldn't lose access to Odell Beckham, for example. They would just move from your NFC team to the AFC team in situations like that. So that would be my idea for the dynasty lens. So just talking through this and everything, but just going back and concluding, again, Dynasty Independence, July 4th here. Enjoy the day. Enjoy the fireworks. Enjoy the time off. Enjoy the family time. Enjoy all of that. And frankly, enjoy the downtime because I'm trying to do a better job here in later June, July, maybe a little early August. But this is basically the most dead period of a dynasty space that is 24/7, 365 in terms of content, attention, passion, except the fact that we don't have much going on. Soon it'll be a fire hose. Soon, August through December now, and frankly, dripping into January, it's full go. Full go all the time. Let's go. Let's win our team. Well, let's win our leagues. But before then, this really is summer break. This really is a vacation period. This really is a, you know, have the sun hit your face. Enjoy the time. Get off your computer a little more. Put the phone at home. Keep the phone in your pocket. All those types of things. You know, put the notifications on silent, you know, or take them off entirely. What is really that urgent? And the answer is, at this time of year, nothing. So enjoy it. Enjoy the day. And frankly, I want 4th of July to represent us being in the meat of summer and in the meat of you know, again, balancing out our life and attention, because certainly our dynasty teams are going to get back our attention when we get there in probably about 6 weeks time and start ramping truly towards week one. So thank you for being along with this journey, the solo show here. Until next time, I'm Chad Parsons. Never settle, refuse to be average, and keep building those dynasties.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
High Five Casino lets you play your favorite slot and live table games, like blackjack, with the chance to redeem for real cash prizes. High Five Casino has a giant selection of over 1,200 games, including hundreds of exclusive games only found on High Five Casino. It's always free to play, and free coins are given out every 4 hours. Ready to have your own High Five moment? Visit highfivecasino.com. That's high, the number 5, casino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.